Thank you for joining the Successful Micropreneur Podcast. Our 15-minute podcast provides fun stories, business insights, and statistics on micro businesses. Those are businesses with 20 employees or less, including the solopreneur. My name is Mary McCarthy, and I am the owner of YMT Consultants, an entrepreneurial training and consulting firm, and the host of the Successful Micropreneur Podcast. YMT Consultants assists micro business owners grow their organizations through one-on-one counseling and training. So today I'm joined by life coach Lisa Panos. Lisa is the author of Big Girl Pants, and we are going to discuss how to achieve your dreams. So Lisa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Mary.
So I'm going to share with our audience that not too long ago, I did a speaking engagement with you and I was completely blown away. To get up there, you connected really well with the audience.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And that's really what you need to do on a daily basis is with connect with people and really help them figuring out what it is they're trying to accomplish.
Absolutely.
So Lisa, I would love to start off with sharing a little bit about yourself as well as what is life coaching?
Mary, that is a great question. And I actually just did a blog last week because I still have so many people saying to me, what is a life coach? What is a life coach? And 4 years ago when I started becoming a life coach, I even didn't even know what I was doing. I was like, I know I want to help people. I know I want to help people achieve their dreams. And so basically, to make a long story short, a life coach is like a personal trainer for the mind. So you go to a personal trainer to get stronger. Life coaches help people who are healthy but just need to get stronger. So they have an area in their lives they want to improve, and I'm here to help them kind of figure out what that is, figure out the obstacles that they need to overcome to do that, and then the steps how to get there. So that's a quick Cliff Notes version of what a life coach does.
So Lisa, why did you decide to become a life coach?
I actually decided to become a life coach when I was going through a divorce years ago, and I felt like I really needed somebody to help me figure out my life. I knew what I wanted to do. I didn't know how to get there, and I didn't really know where to go. So I found somebody to help me become a coach, and I realized, you know what, this is something I love to do. So when I'm in businesses in the past, every job I've ever had, I've always felt like I was that person people came to talk to me. Hey, can you help me with this or help me solve this problem? And I thought, you know what? I'm going to make a living out of this. I love doing this, and it lights me up.
I could have used you when I was going through my divorce because I understand that I don't know what to do next.
Yep.
You don't think about when one chapter ends that you just assume you're going to do forever.
Absolutely.
And then now you're starting a fresh one. Looking back, I think there's so many things I could have done during that period of time. Mm-hmm. But I just didn't know what direction.
Absolutely.
So I could have gone so much farther in all the things I was creating. So that, I think, can be a wonderful help.
Thank you. It is. I love it. I absolutely love what I do.
Do people resonate, though, when you hear life coach, with people just go, oh, that's nice, or geez, I really would love to learn more. I really would love to get control.
That's a good question. I feel like once I talk to somebody and I kind of explain what I do, or they read some of my stuff or they see me speak, that's when they can kind of figure it out. Hey, I can relate to this person. But if I just walked down the street and said, hey, I'm a life coach, yeah, people would look at me and say, that's great, and move along. So it's really sharing my story, which like you said, resonates with other people. Mm-hmm. And once people hear my story, they say, oh, you know what? I need help in that area. I'd like to create the life I crave too. How do I do it? And so at the end of the day, it's people finding me through connections and through, like we talked about, my speaking events and that type of thing.
Well, because I know as a business consultant, and I know marketing companies struggle with this as well. So we may realize we need help.
Right.
But we don't know what we're going to get.
Absolutely.
And then we have friends and families and neighbors who say, oh, I can help you. You don't need to get professional help.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
You know, I say that my biggest competition are not other business consultants. It's actually friends, family, and neighbors.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, it's funny because I can go to a friend and talk about my issues or what I want, but what life coaches do is we reflect back to you. You have the answers inside of you. So when you're going through a divorce, there was something intuitive in you that kind of knew what you were doing, or it may have been buried, and life coaches ask the right questions to help you bring out that. So when I meet with somebody for the first time, I can hear in their voice, I can hear the things that excite them, and I can focus on those, and it's like a people have blind spots. They can't really see what it is they want to do. And I can kind of hold up a mirror for them and ask them the right questions. And mm-hmm. then they have this aha moment. I'm not telling them what to do. They know I'm just helping them get it out. Does that make sense?
Well, it really does. So, and I can go back to my example. So as I was going through a divorce and I'm thinking, here I am, not expecting it to be a divorce, but we had our own business. So I stepped out of the business because, you know, didn't make sense to work together any longer. Mm-hmm. So now I no longer have a job. I have two children, and I'm thinking, what do I do with my life? Mm-hmm. And didn't really have a clear-cut answer. I kind of fell into things, which were wonderful, but they weren't planned.
Yep, and that happens too. I mean, again, sometimes you have to go down that path and maybe hit a bump in the road and say, oh, wait, that's not the road I want to take. And I can help steer that. So if you're going on this path, and sometimes we do things we think we should do, the right thing to do. Let's say you have a degree in marketing. So you get a divorce and you're like, oh, what do I do with my life? Or whatever. So then you say, I'm going to go into marketing because that's what I think I should do, right? Mm-hmm. I have a degree in marketing. So I had a degree in English. So I thought I have to be an English teacher or I have to edit, which I did all those things in the past. But what I was doing was doing what I thought I should be doing and not what I really, really wanted to do. So it took me all these years to finally say, wait a minute, I can do what I want to do. It doesn't have to be a path that was, you know, I thought I had to take.
Right. And we all do that to ourselves. Absolutely. No one does it to us.
Right, right.
Yes. Exactly. And even if and the reality is I tell people all the time, not making a choice is making a choice.
That's a really good point.
So it is. So do you have an example of how you've helped somebody really realize a direction?
I've got many examples. I think my most recent one was I had a client come to me and she'd seen me on my blog posts and that type of thing. And she had never, I mean, she'd heard of me through the grapevine or whatever. And she said, you know what? I am not happy with what I'm doing. I just realized I'm a lawyer. I've spent my entire life being a lawyer and I don't want to be a lawyer anymore. I want to move to another state. I want to start over and I want to do X, right? And so she knew what she wanted to do. Mm-hmm. She needed permission. So what I helped her do was give herself that permission and help her to say out loud, I don't want to be a lawyer anymore. And that is the most freeing thing when you can actually own that. So she ended up moving and she ended up starting a career that she loved. And micropreneur, she might need to be on your podcast. But again, it's just helping people step outside of that comfort zone that this is what I should be doing into what I really, really want to do and helping them figure out the steps how to get there.
Because it's not always just us. So now I have to make the decision after all those years of education mm-hmm. that my parents have mm-hmm. probably paid for.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And now I'm telling them I don't want to do it anymore. And I'm telling, you know, my spouses, if I have one, and my kids, if I want to move. And, you know, my friends who don't want me to leave. Mm-hmm. We get a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm. Well, we get pressure to do what we think everyone else wants us to do. So we're always, especially as women, we're yes people. Yes, I'll do this. Yes, I'll do this. I'm always saying yes to everybody else. But with that, we're saying no to ourselves. So again, it comes back to what is it that I crave? What do I want to do with my life? And if I try to please everybody else, we are people pleasers in naturally. We want to make everybody else happy. But when we step back a little bit and say, you know what? I'm choosing to be an English teacher, which I love, don't get me wrong, because that would make my dad happy. Or he paid for me to go to college too. Then I'm doing what I think I should be doing. And he doesn't care if I'm an English teacher or not, but I think I should be doing that.
Right.
Right.
We put the pressure on ourselves. Our family does too at times.
Yes.
Yep. But we definitely internalize it first before even willing to make a decision.
Exactly.
So we're currently listening to the Successful Micropreneur podcast. Today's guest is life coach and author Lisa Panos, and we were discussing how to work with a life coach. So you wrote a book.
I did.
Big Girl Pants.
I did.
First of all, great title.
Thank you.
So now what prompted you to write the book and how'd you come up with the title?
I actually was doing workshops called Create What You Crave. So it was helping people figure out what it is they want to do. And again, you know, what's holding you back from doing it, how you're going to get there. And I decided I love helping people one-on-one and I love helping people in small workshop groups, but I wanted to have more of an impact and I wanted people, and it's a matter of put on your big girl pants, figure out what you want to do with your life and go after it. So that's kind of where that all came from.
So how's it feel being an author?
It feels good. It's sometimes funny to hear myself say I'm an author, but I guess I am. So I love it.
So is that a big part of what you do now, writing and speaking?
It's kind of segued from, I do a lot of one-on-one coaching. I still do a lot of group workshops, but I somehow overstepped my fear, which was public speaking, and now I'm invited to do all these speeches, and now suddenly I'm more of a public speaker than I am, well, not more of, but I'm doing a lot of public speaking. So it's, again, what my path, I'm letting my path kind of guide me into what's next. So I wrote the book to have more of an impact for people, and now it's getting presence in front of other people and speaking and sharing my message.
Well, because women really seem to struggle with this topic, and I find it very interesting, and I mentioned it in a podcast a few months ago about the book by Sheryl Sandberg, you know, Lean In, yes. when, you know, she was speaking and she said, I'm only going to take three more questions. And after three questions, all the women lowered their hands and the men kept their hands up. So she just kept mm-hmm. answering more questions. Mm-hmm. Why do we step back? Why do we lower our hands? We are opening more businesses now mm-hmm. than men. Mm-hmm. We are starting to have more multi-million-dollar business owners than we've ever had in the past. So I can understand there was a period of time where we didn't have a lot of role models, but we're really starting to have some great, successful women role models.
True.
So why are we still doing that?
Well, I think everything goes back to that fear. That fear is what keeps us stuck. So holding up our hand and saying, oh, wait, she said there's only three more questions, that fear of, what's everyone going to say around me? Or am I going to look silly? Or, you know, again, worrying, oh, she said three more questions, and I really, really have a question. So it's, again, worrying about everyone else, worrying about pleasing everyone else. Again, if someone says three questions, I think you put your hand down and not, I mean, I agree with, hey, I still want to ask a question, but I think just the fact that men do it is such a good sign that women are predisposed to kind of not step outside their comfort zone and do what they think they should do versus what they really, really
want
to do.
So at least if nothing else, look around. If you see other hands raised, raise yours back up.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, I will tell you, I was very shy growing up, and I've shared that on the podcast, and I had to work really hard at overcoming being shy. And one of the ways I did it was just almost being a little more outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
And that was more comfortable than just saying what I wanted.
That's a great point.
And now I have to say, people expect it of me, and it's kind of fun to see what I can get away with.
I totally agree. I mean, I think that
I get quite away with quite a bit some days.
I think that's fun, though. Like I said, I will never be a public speaker, ever, right? And I'm like, all right, I'm going to try it. And now it's, I stepped outside my own safe place and said, you know what, I can do this. So it's telling ourselves we can do something, right? So you were shy, so you thought, I can't do all these things. But when you actually try it, would you actually step outside your safe place a little bit and you realize it's kind of fun?
It is fun.
Then that's when the magic happens.
I'd love to see what I can get away with now. I really do. And it's amazing. Sometimes I'll think, wow, I can't believe you said yes, but you did. So thank
you. Well, there you go.
I know. So if you had one piece of advice for our listening audience, what would it be?
I would say to figure out what it is you want in your life. Even if it's something little, teeny weeny, I want to go on a walk every afternoon, something in your life, or it could be something big. I want to move to another country, and figure out why you are saying no to that. What is holding you back from that? So ask yourself, you know, let's say it's, I want to write a book, and the story you tell yourself is, I can't write a book. Well, why? Ask yourself why you're telling yourself those things. Why are you not going after what it is you want? And then question each of those things. I actually can write a book. I can step outside my comfort zone. I can do all those things. So my long story short to that question was, figure out what you want to do, figure out what's holding you back, and learn to question all those thoughts you have that are keeping you stuck, and go into, you know what, I can do this.
So do we want to surround ourselves with a support system, life coaches, as well as the right friends? Sometimes our friends and family and neighbors mean so well, but they give us all the reasons why we shouldn't, rather than supporting us to go for it.
Right. It's almost like you get on, I always use this with my clients, is you're getting on an elevator and you want to go to the top level. You want to create this happy life, right? So you're getting on this elevator. Not everyone is going to fit into the elevator with you as you go up, as you grow. So some people are going to have to get off. And the naysayers, as we call them, the people who do not want to see you grow, they might have to get off the elevator while you grow. And it's a hard pill to swallow for a lot of women.
Push them off.
You can push them off. You can gently ask them to please exit. But again, we have to continue to grow. And there again, there's always going to be people that are going to say, no, you shouldn't do that. And if we listen to the other people and we don't listen to our own gut, mm-hmm. we're never going to do anything. So listen to your own instinct. Listen to
trust yourself. I think that's a really good point to end on. So I want to thank Lisa for joining us today. Lisa's contact information will be posted along with this podcast on our website, The Successful Micropreneur. Lisa, if someone would like to email you or take a look at your book, how can they do so?
They can email me at lisa@lisapanos.com. And right now my book is on Amazon. They can go to Amazon and look up Big Girl Pants.
Okay. Thank you for listening to The Successful Micropreneur Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. Like us on Facebook and share our podcast link with all of your micro business owner friends. Thank you again for joining us today. My name is Mary McCarthy, owner of YMT Consultants and host of the Successful Micropreneur Podcast, where starting a business is tough, failing a business is unnecessary.